So can you briefly describe what LEAF is and when the festival is taking place?
Sure. LEAF Global Arts is a nonprofit organization with a mission to connect cultures and create community through music and arts. We have a biannual festival that takes place the second weekend of May and the third weekend of October, as well as a large downtown event in August. We also do outreach work throughout the community, supporting over 10,000 youth in Western North Carolina, and we do cultural preservation in 10 programs, as well through our LEAF International.
And we also are just launching our LEAF Global Center in the heart of downtown, encompassing all those things from the festival to our international relationships and our local programming.
Awesome. All right. So what makes LEAF different than other festivals in and outside of Asheville?
Well, LEAF Festival is much more than a festival. It's really an experience that celebrates creativity and puts a strong focus on the international creative landscape. We always have over 10 different nations represented at the festival, and we also really champion families. We have over 200 to 300 youth performers that come out and perform on stage with our artists. It's made so that it has a strong emphasis on the music component, but it also really tries to bring up the value of culture, of connecting with the community, and also its longevity. We're going on our 50th festival this May, so for 25 years, LEAF has been a strong anchor in Western North Carolina community.
Awesome. Okay. I know LEAF is known for many non-performance events that occur all weekend. Could you tell us a little bit more about what some of those events might be and what we can look forward to this year?
Sure, yeah. We have, at LEAF, we have over 40 healing arts workshops. That's everything from yoga to Qigong meditation. We also have earth skills workshops. These are different things such as permaculture, nature hikes, plant walks, things of that variety. We have music workshops that take place. Our Voices of Asheville tent, which features community leaders and advocates of different social movements that happen throughout Western North Carolina, as well as a lot of the Latinx and historic African American community here that's really rich in Asheville. And we also do a lot of family-centric programming, and that's everything from parades to jugglers, filters, and traveling performers to also really fun workshops through our Easy Rider Mobile Art Lab, which is arts and crafts, workshops of skills training for our youth. So there's tons of things to do that happen off stage throughout all weekend.
That sounds awesome. So how does LEAF affect this community in a deeper sense than a festival, and how is it important to the community?
Well, we have a wide array of outreach programs. So we are in after-school centers, different Buncombe County schools and Asheville City schools, where we teach hip-hop dance, DJ, intro to DJ skills, emergence, West African drumming, world percussion, theater, art, creative arts. So it affects our community in that we have such a wide variety of outreach that we think that, you know, we see a need for that, for children to have that kind of programming. And we're really excited about that center because we'll have a home to house these things as well as continue on our outreach as we do internationally as well.
Yes, I just want to add there as well, we do have about 8 to 10 traveling performers that typically come out 3 to 5 days before the festival. They immerse themselves into schools and community centers, and then the culmination of their residency, we invite the students and their families out to the festival to perform on stage. So not only do they have an impact in sharing their culture and creative skills in the schools, but also affects self-esteem, self-confidence, and the kids have an opportunity to step on stage and allow their own creativity to shine at the festival.
Very cool. That's great. So since we have you here, we should also ask you about the upcoming grand opening of your new space in downtown Asheville. Can you remind our listeners about what you've been up to in the Block neighborhood of downtown?
So we're really excited to introduce LEAF Global. And as I said before, it'll be a home for all of our programming internationally, locally, and at the festival. We'll bring a little bit of that into this one location. we really feel strongly about honoring the history that has been here before us with the Club Del Cardo, and we'll have a little community area so that you could find out what's happening within this neighborhood walking around of where Leaf Global is. We also have a cultural immersion room where you'll get to engage with different cultures from all over the world in different, we'll have that showcase be 6 months at a time with different culture keepers from our 10 different countries and locally. We will have a Go Global World Map where you can find out about different music instruments and different customs from around the world. When you walk in, we'll have a station Eagle Rider Art Bar where you can create cultural arts crafts on the go. We'll have a Sugu Artist Market that will bring in economic opportunities to local artists to sell their work here. We will have a virtual reality cave where you can travel all over the world without having to leave Asheville. We also have a one mic studio that will connect you to some of our programs around the world, where you can also learn some key components of electronic music and global underground sound, where we'll have mini showcases and boutiques and specialized events in these different areas. So we're really excited to showcase that to the community. Our grand opening event is February 14th, and we have a killer lineup for that day. Aaron, you want to talk about that?
Yeah, we have Free Planet Radio, who's a Grammy Award-winning artist here in town, that are featuring also members of Tubop Crew, which are an awesome Ivory Coast West African style band that's also based here in Asheville. We have Lyric, who's an amazing soul singer who will be featured in that band as well. But we have also from New Orleans, the Dirty Dozen Brass Band, which will be giving a second line leading right into the space, and then have a spotlight performance in the evening. So really looking forward to having a lot of diversity of culture that we love being featured on our grand opening evening.
And this is a fundraiser, and it includes beverages, and we will be catered by Vinny's Italian. And so we look forward to having everybody come out and join in this fundraiser to welcome Leaf Global into this community.
Well, that's great. That's awesome. I really appreciate you guys taking the time to talk to us. How could listeners find more information on the Leaf Festival, how to buy tickets, how to volunteer, but also your base downtown at the Block?
Absolutely. For the lineup and information about the festival, you can go to the Leaf website. Click on the festival, and you could go under and find the page for the lineup and schedule. There we have every single artist that will be performing at Leaf, attached to also links to live videos. You can see who they are before they come and get a sense for the sound. And that also ties into our ticket page there. We are currently offering our discount tickets, which is almost about 15% off of our normal weekend price and single-day options. And also, if you're an Asheville community member, you get a special community passes there that are discounted as well for people that live within Western North Carolina. So all that can be found online, and information and resources right there as well. And Marcia gets some insight in global.
So you could look on the same website. I would look at the Leaf store on the Leaf Global website, and you'll find tickets to our grand opening event there.
Awesome. I really appreciate it. That sounds great. I'm sure everyone's looking forward to it. Okay. So again, thank you so much for taking the time. I appreciate
having you. Definitely.